Praise the Lord. God bless you today on Easter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Today I'm preaching on the subject, unstoppable. Unstoppable. Hallelujah. We serve an unstoppable God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop our Lord. We need to make up our mind that we're going to be like Jesus. And what God calls us to do, we're going to be unstoppable too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you put your hands together and worship God one more time? Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. You are awesome, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We give you praise and glory in this house. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated today. The Apostle Paul, he said he made up his mind to forget everything except Jesus who was crucified. He didn't come with excellent speaking ability or impressive wisdom. Paul certainly could have. But he said he made a decision not to know anything else among them except Jesus who was crucified. What more is there to know? Come on, Jesus Christ and what he accomplished at Calvary for you and for me, it is truly the answer to everything in our life today. Paul said he was with them in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. In other words, he was very humble in how he approached them. He was aware of his limitations. He knew that only the power of God could accomplish what those people in that city of Corinth needed. And that's why his preaching to them was not with clever and persuasive speech, but he relied only on the power of the Spirit of God. Paul's preaching, it may not have been the most astounding or impressive on a human level, but on a spiritual level, it was with great power. That their faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, come on, that's this pastor's prayer today. More than anything special that I would speak, more than anything clever that I would say, let there be a demonstration of the power of God. Let lives be changed today. Let hearts be filled with the Spirit of God. Let people be healed. Let people be delivered. Let there be encouragement in this house today. It's the power of God. It's not anything we can do. But I tell you, our God is unstoppable. He cannot fail. He cannot be stopped. There's nothing he cannot do. He's unstoppable. You see, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. David wrote in Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8, Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Where can we go from his spirit? Where can we go to flee from his presence? He's everywhere. He's on the mountaintop. He's in every desert. He's in the deepest part of the ocean. You go to the moon and back. He's there. His spirit is there. You can't get away from the presence of Almighty God. He's omnipresent. He's here in this house today. His presence has been moving here since the beginning of the service. You can feel him. You can know he's alive and well. You know his touch. He's going to be there when you get home today. He'll be there on the job this week. He's there when we think we're all by ourselves. He's there when no one else cares about what we're going through, when everybody's forsaken us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. God is omnipresent. And God is omniscient. He knows all things. Romans chapter 11 verse 33 declares, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." God knows. He knows where we are today. He knows where we've been. He knows what we're thinking. Things that maybe we haven't told anybody about. He knows. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we'll face tomorrow. He knows our name. He even knows the number of hairs on our head. God knows absolutely everything. There are things that scientists are just beginning to understand a little about, but God set those things into motion a long time ago. Questions that confuse the smartest among us, God already knows the answer. The challenge that we may face sometime next week, God already has a way out for us. We serve a God who is all-knowing. He is omniscient. And our God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. Read Matthew 28:18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." All power belongs to him. There's nothing he cannot do. He stopped the earth's turning, and he made time to stand still. There was another time that he turned back time and moved the shadow backwards. He divided the Red Sea and let Israel walk across on dry land. He stopped the Jordan River when the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the water. He created this universe and everything in it. This earth, our bodies. He's the one who gave us the very breath that we breathe. Come on, I'm telling you, there's nothing that he cannot do. All power belongs to him, and he is able. I've come to tell somebody today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, God has the power to bring you through. He has the power to bring you out. Somebody needs to cling to the presence of the Lord today. He's all powerful. When you have a God that's omnipotent, a God that's omniscient, a God that's omnipresent, you have a God that is unstoppable. You can't stop our God. The devil's most evil scheme can't stop him. The most powerful kingdom of this world can't stop him. The most dreaded disease there is can't stop him. It's about time that we stop putting faith in things of this world that fail us and let us down, and let's put our faith in a God that he'll never fail you. He'll never let you down. He's all powerful. He's unstoppable today. Hallelujah. We read how Paul said that the princes of this world, now whether that is literal rulers on this earth or the spiritual princes of darkness, if they had only known who Jesus was and his plan and his purpose, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They thought they'd figured out a way to stop him. They thought they'd won the victory over the Lord of glory. They just thought, well, they'd come up with a plan, and this is how they'd defeat him. But he used their own plan to bring victory. They tried to cancel Jesus. They said, we're going to cancel what you're doing. We're going to cancel your authority. We're going to cancel your work. We're just going to take you out. They betrayed him. They beat him. They nailed him to a cross. They buried him in a tomb. And for a moment, it seemed like they succeeded. But here's the truth we're celebrating today. You can't cancel the Lord of glory. You cannot defeat him. You can't stop his plan. And on the third day, Matthew 28 and 2 says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Even the grave couldn't stop him. The stone couldn't hold him back. Death could not defeat him. John writes in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, he says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and death. Hell tried to stop him. Death did its best to defeat him, but he is absolutely unstoppable. And we go through life, and we think we can't make it, and we think that we're facing a situation that's too tough, and we're dealing with things that are too hard, and we're stuck with people that are too difficult. Maybe we are in an impossible situation for us, but not with God. Not with God. He's able. He's able today. I want to encourage you. Don't give up on God. Don't you dare think that God can't do it. Don't let the devil convince us that he has won the victory in our life. No, no matter how impossible it seems, we serve an unstoppable God. Mark 10, 27, Jesus declared, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. His love is unstoppable. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. Now, he didn't say, I am finished. He was just getting started. He said, it is finished. What was finished? His mission. His plan, what he'd come to this earth to do. God had robed himself in flesh to die for us. The mission now was complete. The payment for our sin was made. Our debt was canceled. The cross didn't stop Jesus. The cross was his plan. He wasn't a victim. He was not overpowered. He chose the cross. He willingly laid his life down that we can be free. His love is unstoppable. Think about this with me today. Jesus knew every sin that we would commit. He knew every mistake that we'd make. He knew every time that we were going to mess up, but he still went to the cross for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, God demonstrated his unstoppable love for dying for us. That's love. That's love. He knew what we were going to do to mess up. He knew the problems we were going to have, and still, it didn't stop him. The pain didn't stop him. The nails tying him to the cross didn't stop him. The crowd didn't stop him. The Roman soldiers didn't stop him. He won the victory. And so maybe today we look at our life and we look at relationships and situations and dreams and goals and promises, and we think, no, it's all falling apart. It's just, it's as if it was dead. Our faith, our joy, our confidence, our purpose, it's just dead. But the love of Jesus specializes in bringing dead things back to life. In this house today on Easter Sunday 2026, I believe the Spirit of God is speaking life. Speaking life. There's some people you've given up on some hopes. You've given up on some dreams. But God said, I want you to bring those things back to life. I want you to start trusting me to let it happen again. Life to that which was dead. Life to that which the enemy had destroyed. Life to the things we've given up on. Jesus specializes in bringing the dead back to life. So the enemy did not win. Jesus had unstoppable purpose. Luke 9:51 says, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus knew what was coming. Sometimes you wonder, Lord, I'd kind of like to know what's going to happen. Sometimes, no, it's just better not to know. I'll deal with it when I get there, Lord. But Jesus knew everything that was about to happen. Isaiah prophesied about this and said, I have set my face like a flint. He focused on his purpose. He made up his mind that nothing was going to stop him. He saw what was coming, but he steadfastly marched toward it. And he saw the cross ahead on the horizon, but he still set his face like a flint. Colossians 2:15 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He spoiled the devil's plan. He showed him up before all by triumphing over the cross. The enemy thought, surely I've got him now. The cross looked like defeat. His death looked like a loss. When he hung his head and died, it looked like it was victory for the enemy. But what looked like triumph for the enemy was actually God's greatest plan come to pass. His unstoppable purpose. He did it for you. He did it for me. That was his strategy, to die for us. And because he did, our life today, eternal life, is possible. I want to encourage someone, don't miss the purpose of God. His calling, his plan. We all have a purpose. Maybe we're not really doing today what God's purpose is for us. Don't put it off any longer. Step into the purpose that God has for you. No matter how big or small it might seem, God's purpose is unstoppable. And when we get overwhelmed, when life comes at us, and when we start to question whether or not we can make it, and we wonder if we can come through, when we start to lose sight of how unstoppable God really is, he's given us something to stand on in those moments. His unstoppable promises. His word. His word is unstoppable. Thank God for his word. The word of God is eternal. Its power is life-changing. Its authority is like no other book. Through the ages, men have tried to destroy the word of God, but they could not. It is unstoppable. In 697 BC, Manasseh sought to destroy God's word, but 70 years later, Hosea rediscovered a copy of the word and brought it to revival. In 303 AD, the Roman Emperor Diocletian, he ordered the scriptures to be destroyed and everyone who possessed a copy to be killed. But within a few years, Diocletian had committed suicide and the word still lived on. The Emperor Voltaire, who died in 1788, he once said, 100 years from my day, there will not be a Bible in the world, but a few here and there for antique curiosity seekers. But I wonder, is anybody here today? You've got a copy of this precious word of God. Generations have tried to eliminate it. Kings and kingdoms have tried to destroy it. People have tried to dilute it, to do away with its teaching. They've outlawed it in schools and courtrooms. But I tell you, the word of God still lives on. It's unstoppable. Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. I love that old song. That old song says, standing on the promises of God. The second verse says, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. We can stand on these promises. We can live our life according to them. We can build our families around them. Psalm 119 and 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is unstoppable. Sometimes we go through things and it's like we don't have anything else to stand on. We've tried everything else and it's all fallen apart and we've tried to depend on others and maybe they've forsaken us and we've done all we can do but we're still coming up short. What do we do when we've tried everything? Where do we turn when everybody has forsaken us? Oh, what's the answer for us today? We stand on His word. We stand on His word. We declare the promises of God. We quote the word of God to our situation. We speak the word of God to our need. Come on, we recite the word of God in the face of the enemy. That's why we got to get in the word of God. If you need healing today, if you need healing in your body today, you need to quote scriptures like Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. For 9 months, 3 times a day, I've quoted that scripture. I believe it. I claim it. Hallelujah. If you need healing, start standing on the promises of God. If you've brought your children up to live for the Lord and now somehow they're far from God, you need to quote Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And then you pray and say, God, your word gives me a promise, and I'm not letting go of it. I'm not letting go of it, but I'm clinging to your word. When heaven and earth passes away, I'm still going to cling to the word of God. When everything else looks bleak, it looks like it's all been destroyed, I'm still going to trust in the word of God. I'm still going to stand on the power of his unstoppable word. God is unstoppable. He's omnipresent, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent. His love is unstoppable. His purpose, unstoppable. His word is unstoppable. And today I've come to tell you, and this is where it gets real, his church is unstoppable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Even the gates of hell can't stop God's church. The church is going to make it. The church is going to last. The church is going to prevail against every attack of the enemy, against false doctrine, against carnality, against persecution. The church is going to be victorious. You know, sometimes it can get you down to see everything that's going on in the church world. You see churches that are letting down on doctrine, teaching anything goes, and you see churches that are giving up standards of holiness and separation from the world. You see church trouble. You see people in church that aren't Christians. God forbid that, you know, people would go to church but not be a Christian. Sometimes it can get depressing. God, what's going on in your church? But we know from the Word of God that this has to happen. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Let no man deceive you. Don't be fooled. In the verses before, Paul was talking about the second coming of the Lord. So that day shall not come except there is a falling away first. That's not something we like to hear. You see, I believe there's going to be revival in the end time. I do. I believe there's going to be a great outpouring of the Spirit of God that shakes and moves every city and every nation. The Bible talks about the former and the latter rain together, but there will also be a falling away. That doesn't mean that those things both can't happen. It's the Word of God. God tells us it's going to happen. God forbid that we be one of those that fall away. Not when everything is finally coming together. Not when all of his promises are now coming to pass. Not when there will also be great miracles and revival. This is the hour to stay in the church. Hallelujah. God is going to have a victorious church. A people who have been called out of the world. Those who have prepared themselves to be his bride. God is going to have a church. And if we want something to bank on the church. It's not perfect because we make up the church, but I tell you, it's God's church. Hallelujah. Don't leave the church behind. Don't forsake the safety of the church. Don't leave the teaching of the church. God forbid that we'd work against the church. There are some people, they have made it their purpose in life to try to destroy the church, to destroy men and women of God. Hey, here's the thing. There's some churches that I wonder, are they really a church or what are they? But if they're not of God, they'll destroy themselves. It's not my job to do it. But if they're called of God, then I don't want to set my hand or my mouth against them to fight against God. It's a losing battle because God's church is unstoppable. I'm closing today, but if we are part of his unstoppable church, then we need to be unstoppable Christians. I want to encourage somebody. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. I'm not saying it's all going to be easy. You'll have to fight some major battles along the way, and some of your friends are probably going to forsake you, But you're going to make it. You're going to make it. If you stick it out, you will make it. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God has started something good in us. And if we'll just give him a chance, if we'll just stay faithful, if we'll just stay in the church, we're going to make it. We're going to come through this. He who began a good work in you, he will complete it. Would you stand with me in closing today? Maybe there's somebody here today that you've been struggling. You feel anything but unstoppable. Let me preach to you just a moment. If death couldn't defeat Jesus, if a tomb couldn't hold him back, if a stone rolled over the grave couldn't stop him, then neither can our past. Neither can our mistakes, our failures. Neither can the fear that comes against us. Worry, anxiety, depression, sickness, insecurity. If the grave couldn't stop Jesus, then neither can anything else that we're facing today. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how bad it is. I want to tell you what, no matter how bad it is, there is nothing that can stop the Lord. There is nothing that is impossible unto him. You just keep holding to God. You keep standing on his promises. You keep staying in the church. You keep being faithful. You keep praying. You keep looking for deliverance. You keep reaching for heaven. He's unstoppable. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you have ever been traveling and you punch in the location on your phone? You say, go now. You start off following the directions. Somewhere along the way, you make a wrong turn. It happens a lot for traveling, and we're in a big city, and you can't hardly tell because there's be like an exit, but there's like another exit, and they're all kind of together, and you don't know which one it is, and you're thinking it's that one, and all of a sudden you realize the map's trying to take you that way, and you're going that way. And the nice thing about technology today is, if it's working right, when you mess up, it doesn't just say, okay, you're done. Can't help you anymore. No, it recalculates the route. In fact, you take as many wrong turns as you want. It will keep on recalculating and say, proceed to the route. Makes me mad. I know where I'm going. Stop it, you know. It recalculates. That's just how God is. No matter how many times we've messed up, no matter how far we get off track, he never cancels his purpose for us. Hallelujah. I've come to tell somebody today from the Word of God, his callings are without repentance. God has a purpose for you, and no matter if even you've tried your best to destroy it, to do away with its purpose, his purpose is still unstoppable. Somebody needs to memorize Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You can do this. You can make it. You can live for God. You can overcome sin. You can have a life of victory. I can do all things through the unstoppable God who strengthens me. Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I've come to encourage somebody today. You've come here overwhelmed. You've come here depressed, discouraged, despondent about your situation. But I've come to tell you, no matter what you're going through, here's what we say to all these things. I know it's bad, but I serve a God who's unstoppable. And if God be for me, who can be against me? I'm still going to trust the Lord. I'm still going to stand on His word. I'm still going to live in victory. I'm still going to go to heaven in spite of everything in the past. God is unstoppable. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wonder if you could just, however you feel comfortable right now, whether you want to lift your hands or pray quietly, or you want to clap your hands and rejoice, if you want to dance before the Lord, however you feel comfortable, I wonder if you'd respond in this altar today and say, Lord, I'm going to be an unstoppable Christian, not because of who I am, not because of my strength, not because of my power, but Lord, because You're unstoppable. And if God be for me, who can be against me? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Come on. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I ask you today, come and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Lord, I'm sorry for the mistakes I've made. I'm sorry for the problems in my life, Lord. Forgive me of those things. I pray You'd set me free, Lord, and I pray You'd fill me with Your Spirit. If you've never been baptized, we need to make sure you're baptized today. You need to let the Lord wash away your sins. Come on, He's unstoppable. Let Him work in your life today.